You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, we've circled back again. It's time for MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee, and we're talking about a Jane Lee communicating with us from the Coliseum, which I know, Jane, look, no one is going to put the Coliseum up there as one of the great venues for baseball, but when you're coming off the road trip that the A's are coming off of, who could be happier to be at the Coliseum right now?
I think they were pretty happy to be here, even after, you know, getting home from Baltimore at 2, 3 in the morning, which, you know, you think of the time change, was really 5 a.m. East Coast time, and you know, to have to wake up. The odds were not in their favor yesterday in the first place, just given their travel schedule. And then you factor in the fact they, you know, had to come to the park and face Clayton Kershaw. They really weren't. And yet, that's somehow the game that, you know, they end up snapping their seven-game losing streak, which, you know, I wasn't at the game, but, you know, just from being here today, hearing Bob Melvin talk about it, the players talk about it, it was as spirited of a win as they've had. And I think that's a big thing for this team. I mean, granted, everyone knows, you know, they're not contending, but wins like that are big just for, you know, the morale of the team, because it was tough times in Toronto and Baltimore, a lot of walk-off losses and an 18-2 loss. Really, the mood, the morale in the clubhouse wasn't very good at the end of that. And, you know, for them to come out and win a game that Clayton Kershaw started, you know, after a long travel day, I think that, you know, those are the type of games that keep this team going. And, you know, it's big for a lot of reasons. You see a guy like Mark Canna get four hits, his first career four-hit game. He was a big part of, you know, the walk-off in extras, and you know, this is a guy that they're going to be paying attention to a lot over the next few weeks to decide how he fits into their plans next year. And that's kind of what these last, you know, 5-6 weeks are about, is evaluating their young talent as they kind of look towards the future, you know, and evaluating what their team might look like.
So you've been around a long time in this game. You know, I've seen plenty of this nonsense myself, but in a way, you know, the point you bring up about that win over Kershaw and the Dodgers on Tuesday, coming off that long, nasty road trip and cross country and yada, 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 it's surprising. And yet it is so totally predictable, right? And on the one hand, baseball's that way, right? Anytime you feel like something's a lock, you better believe it isn't. But on the other hand, I feel like that exact scenario, those horrible travel situations, resulting in a team facing, you know, a pitcher and a team that they really just shouldn't beat. It seems like it almost always works out that way. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know why that could be. If it's the guys just don't worry, you know, hey, look, there are no expectations. You just play light and loose. I can't figure it. But that one has that exact feel to me.
It really did. I thought that too. You know, even before yesterday, after that, loss in Baltimore on Monday night, you know, their seventh straight loss, I thought, you know what, of course they're going to win tomorrow because, you know, why not? You know, after enduring everything they've been through this week, there was that feeling of, you know what, if there was a game they were going to win, it was going to be that one somehow, some way. And it was. And there is something, too, you know, kind of going out. And, I mean, it has been hard for this team, obviously. It's been a pretty rough, consistently rough year, but you know, when you're not thinking too much about it, you just go out and play. I mean, I think Bob Melvin was also dealing with it. He had a one-man bench yesterday. His bullpen's pretty fatigued of late. They had a lot of work put in on the road trip. But I think, you know, just getting clutch hit after clutch hit yesterday. I mean, there was a lot of good feelings going around in that dugout yesterday, and I think, you know, that can get contagious. And you know, for them to experience that at this time of year, you know, amidst everything that's gone on around them and everything they've had to go through, it really was, you know, a good thing for them. And I mean, those are the type of games, as I said before, that are gonna keep them going and keep their, you know, head above the water.
You know, a good developmental moments for some of the young players as well. And you know, they're in that spot too where they're very much the, I don't know, upset spoiler team, upset the apple cart team. You know, you go back to that last homestand, and they took the last three in a row from the Astros, and that kind of, you know, I know those things feel good, but they're in a position now with the Dodgers, and they'll certainly have opportunities continuing as they go down the stretch more against the Astros, especially at home, where, you know, they can absolutely play a role in the, you know, in this pennant race, in this division race. Even if it's not that they may win it, they can certainly help determine who does.
They really can. I mean, you look at their, you know, the rest of this month and then their September schedule and then that week they play in October. I mean, it's mostly largely against AL West teams. They still have two series against the Astros. You know, I believe also two against the Mariners and maybe even two against Rangers, at least one. So, you know, and of course the Angels. So, I mean, those clubs that, you know, are competing for something, the A's are, you know, they could stand in the way of them. And obviously I think, you know, there is something to that, especially in September where teams know that they can factor in, whether it's, you know, for their case or another team. But, you know, you saw what they did against the Astros and, you know, they came away from that series feeling pretty good. And granted, they had to go on the road and face Toronto and Baltimore, two of the hottest teams in baseball, and that didn't end well. But, you know, there's definitely still something to play for here. You know, I think Bob Melvin really, you know, he's big on, you know, making sure his team is aware of how important it is, you know, to try to get back to 500. He tells his team every day, you know, there's still something to play for. You come out, you know, you're a big league team. Your goal is to win every day. So I don't think that's lost here, especially because there are so many young players and, you know, they want to impress too. They're here, you know, maybe if they don't have a starting job now, they want one next year. You know, guys that have had rough stretches that want to end it well. Guys coming back from the disabled list. You know, we're going to see Sean Doolittle here shortly. You know, he wants to end the season on a good note. So there's a lot of things to play for. And part of that is, you know, maybe getting to play spoiler for another team.
And guys like, you know, Felix DuBrunt, you know, has a nice outing. May get another shot at a start, at least according to, you know, some stuff I'm reading that you're writing. What's the latest with DuBrunt?
Yeah, he really did impress yesterday. You know, he held the Dodgers to one unearned run in six innings. I mean, he did walk six guys, but the fact that he was kind of able to navigate through traffic and come away with a good outing, I think, did impress them enough to where it sounds like he will make at least one more start. You know, they do want to give him a chance in the rotation and see how he fares. And, you know, at this time of year with this club, it's kind of like, why not, you know? Why not look at all of your options, see what they can do for you? And I think he did earn another start based on yesterday's performance. And I think Melvin and his staff realize that and feel like he deserves it. So we'll next see him. I believe it's in Seattle next week.
Okay. It's been a long year for Ike Davis. The numbers aren't very good, obviously. MRI on his hip the other day. What are we hearing about Ike Davis?
Yeah, he just had I believe he had an MRI yesterday, so they're still waiting on results of that. He said he got an MRI on it several years ago, and there was a slight tear they found several years ago, but it wasn't anything that they thought, you know, would hinder him on the field. So they said, keep playing until you can't play. So whether this is that, you know, whether this is you know, the lingering effects of what he was going through a few years ago, he's not sure. He believes when he hurt his quad earlier in the year, he was maybe overcompensating for that and putting more pressure on his hip. So a lot of things going on there. He's just not sure exactly what the prognosis is. And, you know, at this time of year, there's really no point in rushing him back either. He said it's been bothering him for about 2 months. And you could see at the plate, I mean, he's been struggling, and he just can't get that extension through his hips when he is swinging the bat. So, you know, they called up Jake Smolinski, who really, I mean, he hit, I believe it was about 340 for them in a month span the last time he was here. Did really well for them. Is pretty versatile, can play the outfield. has also been getting in some time at first base, so we could see him there too. It's another chance for a young player to maybe come up and show them some things at the end of the year. And, you know, I think they'll probably rest Ike, you know, as long as they see fit and not really rush him back and just kind of take care of it, because the hip, you know, it obviously affects a lot of muscles. It's not just, you know, the hip itself, but he says it's making a lot of things around it sore. So whether surgery is in his future or just rest, we don't know yet, but it was bad enough for them to put him on the DL today.
Okay. All right. Well, Jane, you've done it again. You've kept me company for over 10 minutes in our weekly podcast. And I look forward to doing it again next week. Who knows where you'll be? Could be in the basement of the Coliseum. Could be on the road somewhere, but we'll look forward to doing it again a week from now.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
All right, there she goes. That's Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.